One of the problems right now is you're going to have to get some Republican members to get in order to get the aid. And of course, the Republicans are.
Well, now that would.
You understand what they're doing? They're saying, "Well, look, if we don't get 2 weeks off for our convention, why, we're not going to help." That's what they're saying.
Well, I just point that up to them because they've been blackmailing all year, and I think they ought to show what a blind opposition they are, because we'll have to make that. We'll just have to go to the country with it. They're against everything, against debt, against excise tax, against poverty,
right,
they're filibustering everything.
They didn't take that tack, Mr. President. What they'll say is, well, wait a minute. We're not going to go for concurring in the Senate, man. We think you better send it to conference.
Mm-hmm.
See, they can play that one.
That's all right. Let them take on those niggers.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to point out.
That's what I'd do. I just. I sure think they ought to give them 2 weeks off there when we only got eight between now and Labor Day, and we haven't got any of our program through, unless we just won't admit that we're defeated, getting in bad shape as they're in.
Well, that's something you all are going to have to decide.
Yeah.
They're going to scream like hell if they don't have time off for their convention.
Okay.
You want to talk with Speaker again?
Yeah, I guess he called me. I'm just listening. He put you on, and I haven't raised any question with him.
What?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Well, there's the problem. You've got to have Republican votes on the signature to get a majority, because you can't get, hardly expect Trimble to sign a petition fighting with him for his life. He's a hell of a fella, none better, and Carl Elliott. Of course, while he was defeated, I don't know what Carl would do. But then, at that, you wouldn't have. The most we could figure on is probably six Democratic votes, is it? Be the most we could get is six Democratic
votes. Mr. Speaker, I'd rather never get a vote or bail anything and let Charlie Halleck tell me when I could meet and when I didn't. I think that's the most blackmail thing I ever heard. That's what they've been telling me for months, that he's gonna get an extra week for convention, or he wasn't gonna let civil rights pass. I'd tell him to go straight to hell. If he don't believe in civil rights and won't give you a vote, I'd point it up to the world, even if we didn't get a vote.
He hasn't got any promise for much.
No, I know it, but if what you want is my opinion, that's what I'd tell him. I think he's just too goddamn big for his britches. And I'd let him hold civil rights if he wants to. Just by God,
well,
just say that the price he's made is too big for you to pay. That's two damn weeks vacation.
He hasn't got away with anything. He thought it at Christmas.
Well, that's my judgment, whatever it's
like. He's got away with things. Well,
no, I'm not proceeding with the theory. I'm proceeding with the theory that he's trying to blackmail us, and I assume that you want my opinion of it, and I've given it.
Well, of course we want your opinion. I'd always want that.
Well, that's my opinion.
What he tried to do before Christmas.
Yeah, I know it, and I know it. That's what he tried to do a month ago, and that's what he's trying to do now, and that's what Dirksen's trying to do. And they want to keep us from passing any program, and if we can't pass it, we ought to just admit to the damn people that we ain't got the horsepower.
We've been doing pretty good. We won these victories. He was confident he was going to lose. He was going to win both of them this week. But a lot of inside work was done and won both those victories. Last year, President Kennedy, there was three extensions. One was sent back. There was three extensions. Then we had to come back for 3 months.
I got a 5 o'clock meeting. You all think about it, and I'll have Larry talk to you, and I'll be back and talk to you about Monday.
All right, his Carl says.
I'm in sure a big hurry, though. Tell him.
Hi, Mr. President.
Yeah, hello, how are you?
How are you?
Fine.
His call.
Have a nice trip.
Thank you.